Chief Information Officer Sam Nixon tells the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission that potential vulnerabilities always exist within the system. Whether it's a worker who loses a laptop with sensitive information on it or a hacker trying to infiltrate a state agency, they must have a dedicated team of IT professionals to respond. By incorporating Medicaid expansion and with it sensitive IRS, Department of Taxation, Social Security, and medical files, the workload increases significantly. But Nixon says 25 to 30% of the people within the agency are contractors.
Now, there's good and bad in that, because there's good in that you bring somebody in for a short period of time, get their expertise, then they leave. It's not good if you're supplementing your staff with a contractor when they really should be a full-time employee and you're not building institutional knowledge, and that you simply can't give a contractor the same level of review that you can a state employee for all kinds of different reasons.
So one of the questions lawmakers must ponder is how the state can pay for more dedicated staff. And since Medicaid expansion is part of a federal law, they want to know if funds for IT are available through the federal government that could help mitigate the cost. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.